serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tens of thousands of Boeing machinists are on strike after widely rejecting a contract endorsed by the company and union leaders. This Boeing machinist:
if they can pay a CEO $33 million a year, is that the best they can really do?
Boeing offered a 25% raise over 4 years. That's well short of the union's demand. Former President Trump:
as everyone saw 2 nights ago, we had a monumental victory over comrade Kamala Harris in the presidential debate,
saying he won't debate Harris again, and he unveiled a new plan to eliminate taxes on overtime pay. Cleanup in Louisiana after what was Hurricane Francine left behind significant damage and triggered widespread flooding. Topic: Ukraine, as British Prime Minister Keir Starmer visits President Biden at the White House today. They're considering loosening restrictions on Kyiv using Western missile hardware to strike deeper into Russia. This is ABC News. Firefighters used 50,000 gallons of water to put out the flaming battery of a Tesla semi-truck.
The Tesla big rig lithium-ion battery fire happened after a crash a month ago on Interstate 80 near Emigrant Gap, California, says the National Transportation Safety Board. A Tesla employee was driving, not hurt. Firefighters say the fire reached 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Aircraft dropped firefighting chemicals on the area around the truck. The highway was closed for 15 hours for the batteries to cool down. The NTSB says after investigating, it'll issue safety recommendations.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Justin Timberlake set to appear in a New York courtroom today. Sources say the pop star will plead guilty to driving while intoxicated in the Hamptons last June. He's expected to pay a fine. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is getting a small skin cancer removed from her nose today. And they're handing out the Emmy Awards Sunday night. Father and son Dan and Eugene Levy hosting the ceremony, airing live on ABC. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water levels are low on the Mississippi River. That's making things tough for shippers and Wisconsin farmers. Jimmy Kuska reports.
The USDA says that grain shipping is being limited, especially around St. Louis, as officials deal with water levels as low as they've been the last 2 years. In the last week of August alone, grain shipping dropped 17%. The effects will mostly be felt by farmers, with costs up 57% compared to the three-year average. Costs this year are up 8% over last year. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Waukesha County executive is diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. Paul Farrow says he plans to keep working through his chemotherapy treatments. Farrow's been Waukesha County executive since 2015. Before that, he served in the state legislature. He announced the news to the public in a YouTube video this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Construction on new city-owned internet infrastructure in Superior has broken ground. On Friday, the Connect Superior project officially got underway near Baxter Avenue and North 16th Street. The project seeks to connect about 850 homes in the area to a new fiber network, with plans to expand to every neighborhood in the city. This portion of the project will cost about $7 million of the $40 to $60 million it will take to connect the entire city over 5 to 8 years. The funding was provided by pandemic-era relief money. The Eau Claire City Council has approved an ordinance amendment to increase the number of bike corrals in the area. Under the new ordinance, one parklet, parklet cafe, or bike corral will be allowed on each side of a city block to make parking bikes more convenient for residents. The previous ordinance did not include the bike corrals as something businesses could apply to have installed outside their building. Officials hope the increased bike parking access will encourage more residents to ride instead of drive downtown. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
History is made for the Brewers' youngest player. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jackson Churio became the first 20-year-old to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in a season during Milwaukee's 3-0 win over San Francisco Thursday night. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games with 16 games to play. The Brewers are in Arizona this weekend for a 3-game series beginning tonight. The Green Bay Packers take on Indianapolis this Sunday, and they'll be starting Malik Willis at quarterback with Jordan Love out of action with an MCL sprain. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is working towards returning soon.
He's going to do everything he can to be out there, and we'll give him the week.
LaFleur added that Love has been at practice helping out this week.
Yeah, he's been out there at practice and been engaged, knows every play call, is always coaching up Malik, coaching up Sean, is doing a good job with it.
Both the Packers and Colts are looking for their first win. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a little breezy out of the southeast, highs around 82 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 57. Showers and storms are possible on Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, with highs in the upper 70s. More showers and storms Saturday night.
Right now, it's 52.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy, yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
Baby, don't say no so quick. This ain't about me trying to see how far that I can get. But I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't mind just a little bit of you and I. Eye to eye, lips on lips, swaying to the music real close. We can both use a little let go kind of night. Baby, if you want a good time, we can get on it. Just take a shot and you can sip on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. As far as I can tell, that thing ain't got no rain on it. So come on, baby, bring on it. It's one of those stars.
Every little thing you got to know that I want it. Sounds pretty good, don't it? Well, I just now seen that smile, and I bet it's been a minute since you tapped on into your wild and crazy side. So baby, let's do this tonight. Baby, that moon looks just right. Don't fight it. If you want a good time, we can get on it. Take a shot or you can sip on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. As far as I can tell, that thing ain't got no rain on it. So come on, baby, brain on it. It's one of those stars falling, love calling. But can't you feel it all right tonight? Sounds good, don't it? Don't it? Every little thing you got to know that I want it. Yes, I'm pretty good now, go ahead. Oh, oh. So baby, let's get on it. You're gonna love it, you can bet on it. And karaoke, we can microphone it. Whatever you want. As far as I can see, that thing ain't got no ring on it. So come on, baby, bring on it. It's one of those styles.
Martina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Staring out into the wild blue yonder. So many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill still. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life. And I really don't know which way to go. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Maybe I'll settle down, get married, or stay single and stay free. Which road I'll travel. So I just sit right here, have another beer in Mexico. doing my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Down in Mexico.
This is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
Two young people without a thing say some vows and spread their wings. Settle down, just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love.
just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing, side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore, she can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Living on love, buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. Well, it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
Alan Jackson here on 98Q Country, living on love. Good morning, good morning. Wipe the sleep from your eyes. The sun is starting to peek over the horizon. It's another beautiful morning in the Northwoods. Let me see what I can find for temps out there. I am not on my game. I'm still imbibing the first of a very strong coffee beverage to the point that I may regret it later, but bear with me. We'll see how we do. I'll be hanging out with you throughout the rest of the morning, covering for Joel today one last time before he's back in action on Monday. We'll be doing the normal Friday thing here on WCQM. Talking news, talking local sports. I've got a lot of local sports updates. Shout out to Joel there for flooding the inbox with things I will flood your ears with shortly. I've got to get my bearings though. I don't want to ham-fistedly go through these scores for the first time with you. I want to know what the heck I'm looking at. So check in with me again in about 15-20 minutes for local sports updates. Of course, we'll have top and bottom of the hour updates as we do every hour during the morning show from the Civic Media News team, so you'll get some more in-depth analysis there. But they won't be talking about like Lakeland Union High School, for example, which I've got plenty of updates from, so stay tuned there. Digging through the news bites, finding out like yesterday and the day before what's relevant to what's going on in our backyard. A lot of angry stuff in the news as usual. I don't need that. There's plenty of places for that. We won't ignore what's going on, but we'll make sure it makes sense before we start spewing about it and I share my unqualified opinions on anything beyond Packer football. Speaking of football, did you catch Dolphins Bills last night? Tua on the concussion journey once again. That's not going to do him well. I think that's his fourth significant concussion? I'm not certain of that number, but I know it's a scary high number for a player that young. Never good to see somebody out for any reason, but concussion always kind of has that sour taste in your mouth about it. That said, a good game up until that point, at least entertaining to watch. We'll see what we get this weekend in Packers info. We'll get some updates there this morning. I know Joel mentioned that we've got some updates behind the scenes from the Civic Media sports team, so I'll take a peek there. Let's dive back into a little bit of country music. I've actually got an update right away from ABC News, and then we will see. I've got looks to be a check of the weather and some little big town. I'll be back with you in about 20 minutes here on 98Q Country, WCQM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tens of thousands of Boeing machinists are on strike after widely rejecting a contract endorsed by the company and union leaders. This Boeing machinist:
if they can pay a CEO $33 million a year, is that the best they can really do?
Boeing offered a 25% raise over 4 years. That's well short of the union's demand. Former President Trump:
as everyone saw 2 nights ago, we had a monumental victory over comrade Kamala Harris in the presidential debate,
saying he won't debate Harris again, and he unveiled a new plan to eliminate taxes on overtime pay. Cleanup in Louisiana after what was Hurricane Francine left behind significant damage and triggered widespread flooding. Topic: Ukraine, as British Prime Minister Keir Starmer visits President Biden at the White House today. They're considering loosening restrictions on Kyiv using Western missile hardware to strike deeper into Russia. This is ABC News.
98Q Country. Country.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water levels are low on the Mississippi River. That's making things tough for shippers and Wisconsin farmers. Jimmy Kuska reports.
The USDA says that grain shipping is being limited, especially around St. Louis, as officials deal with water levels as low as they've been the last 2 years. In the last week of August alone, grain shipping dropped 17%. The effects will mostly be felt by farmers, with costs up 57% compared to the three-year average. Costs this year are up 8% over last year. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Waukesha County executive is diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. Paul Farrow says he plans to keep working through his chemotherapy treatments. Farrow's been Waukesha County Executive since 2015. Before that, he served in the state legislature. He announced the news to the public in a YouTube video this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday, September 14th, from 4 to 8 p.m., at the Village of Butternut Pavilion on Michigan Street, the Butternut Area Historical Society is hosting Village Fest. There will be free brats and live music, and beer and wine for sale, along with a potluck contest. Again, this is this Saturday, September 14th, from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Village of Butternut Pavilion on Michigan Street for the Butternut Area Historical Society's Village Fest. Be sure to stop on by. And then afterwards, on Thursday, September 19th at 5:30 p.m., the Friends of the Phillips Public Library are having a fall planning meeting. They'll be meeting in the community room of the Phillips Public Library and talking to library staff about upcoming projects they can help with and planning an open house style event for the Friends group. I'm Master Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
History is made for the Brewers' youngest player. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jackson Churio became the first 20-year-old to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in a season during Milwaukee's 3-0 win over San Francisco Thursday night. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games with 16 games to play. The Brewers are in Arizona this weekend for a 3-game series beginning tonight. The Green Bay Packers take on Indianapolis this Sunday, and they'll be starting Malik Willis at quarterback with Jordan Love out of action with an MCL sprain. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is working towards returning soon.
He's going to do everything he can to be out there, and we'll give him the week.
LaFleur added that Love has been at practice helping out this week.
Yeah, he's been out there at practice and been engaged, knows every play call, is always coaching up Malik, coaching up Sean, is doing a good job with it.
Both the Packers and Colts are looking for their first win. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Kuska with Civic Media Sports.
All right, those sports updates coming twice an hour with the news here on 98Q Country during the morning show and in the afternoons as well. We'll be diving right in next with the Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. This gets updated every Wednesday morning and plays through Sunday, so you have the most up-to-date fishing info directly from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua. We checked in with Dave this week. Fishing is looking up for the early fall season. Let's hear what Dave has to say.
feeling like fall this week. People putting on jackets, football starting, bear hunting, and geese flying overhead. Well, we're going to get into those early fall patterns, but now Mother Nature's throwing us a heat wave, and it's going to be in the 80s and worse over the next 5 days. So the fluctuation in temperature has been making it frustrating for fishermen. It's been very unpredictable with the fishing. The largemouth bass and the bluegill should be picking up with the warm weather. The largemouth, look for them in 8 to 12 feet of weeds. A variety of techniques will work. Creature baits have been productive, and topwater should be productive with the warm weather. It's been quite a week in terms of anglers on the lakes in the past few days due to the cooler temperatures and a lot of wind earlier in the week. Hope to get more anglers out fishing in the coming days so we can get some more reports. With Wisconsin bow deer season, fall turkey and grouse all opening this weekend, good luck to you guys going out hunting, and we do have a small amount of hunting supplies if you need to get something. This has been Dave for Kurtz Island Sports Shop, and good luck, anglers.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Let's talk about your next vehicle with Pete from Wheelway and Fifield, because we have a big event coming. Pete, September 17th to the 23rd, you're bringing all the cars back to Wheelway, right?
We're bringing them all up. Our year-end fall savings event, all of your vehicles will be marked down, thousands of dollars price to sell. Payments as low as $199 per month.
Check out the flyer. It's got all kinds of information on the sale that they got. And if they bring that flyer in, Pete, that could be worth how much?
Hey, you never know. You might be the $20,000 winner, but if there's somebody else that's guaranteed out of $40,000, that's better odds than the lottery. It's a guaranteed $20,000 plus many other prizes you can win on there.
Grab that flyer, bring it in, check out all the vehicles.
Absolutely. We're going to have trucks, cars, SUVs, minivans. I know it's hard to talk about, but winter's coming up around the corner. You want to have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. And we have every make and model up there in Fifield on 17th to the 23rd of September.
If they have any questions, Pete, about the big event, they can always give you guys a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a little breezy out of the southeast, highs around 82 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 57. Showers and storms are possible on Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, with highs in the upper 70s. More showers and storms Saturday night.
Right now, it's 52.
98 Q Country.
Untie all the cables and rope. Step onto the AstroTurf. Get yourself a koozie. Let's go. Who said anything about skiing? Floating is all I want to do. Thank you. reach your hand down into the cooler. Don't drink it if the mountains are blue. Let's take a ride on the pontoon, making waves and catching rays up on the roof. Jumping out the back, don't act like you don't want to. Party in slow motion. I'm out here in the open, motorboating. On the pontoon.
Country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Here on 98Q Country. Good morning, good morning. I warned you that sun is indeed threatening to come up, and it's going to do so. I saw a whole bunch of hunters out this morning. Good luck to you out there in your, I think it's the dog. Was it the use of dogs for bears is what opened up? I've seen a lot of those box trucks around. Good luck to you all out there, whatever you may be out there for. Thanks for joining us here at 98Q Country. We'll bring you the country hits and classics all morning. Around about 9:15 or so, we'll dive into a shopping show for you, as we do every Friday. Might just even get a little more out of hand than normal because Joel isn't going to be here to wrangle us when we need it. Hopefully Darla is feeling up to the task today. I better have some extra coffee on hand as both thank you, apology, and assistance in following us with a broom and dustpan, as she so often has to do. I got some local sports updates for you, especially from Lakeland. It was a good day for Lakeland sports in general yesterday. Lakeland volleyball took on DC Everest and won 25-18, 25-22, 17-25, and then rallied back 25-16 to take the W against DC Everest. Then varsity soccer, boys soccer. Lakeland defeated Rhinelander 3-0. Two goals from Dominic Girinella, good performance there, and another goal from Marshall Holmquist for that 3-0 score. What do we have here? Tennis took on Antigo yesterday, Lakeland Union Tennis, and won seven victories to none. Victories for Sarah Barton, Nora Strasberg, Sierra Wallace, Ellie Baker, and then duos Allie Timmerman and Christina Wiemet took the win. Lila Biller and Alyssa Erickson, and then Chance Jacobs and Elise Lammers. All seven winners there for the Lakeland tennis team. So, like I said, a good day for Lakeland sports. We'll get more updates as they roll in. I'll trickle them to you as they are trickled to me. We've, of course, got double local football action tonight right here on 98Q Country. We will have, who do we have? I think it's Rib Lake at Schwamigan. Who's where? Double football. Oh, no, Schwamigan at home versus Prentice. Rib Lake, I think, is taking on Phillips. Both of those kickoffs at 7 o'clock. We'll have them on both of our stations. Phillips will be here on 98Q Country, and after that, we'll dive into the Brewers. And then on 103.1 Trail Mix, we will have the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles taking on Prentice at home. Nothing going on sports-wise Saturday. Yesterday, it was cross-country and JV volleyball, so we'll see if we can get some updates there. I'll get them to you as soon as I get them. What have I got coming up next? I see a few country hits. First, though, we'll check on Focus on the Family. Stay tuned. Top of the hour news at 7 here on 98Q Country, WCQM.
Today, I have a few helpful tips for young couples who want it all, a family and a career. More than anything, remember this: how you handle opportunities that come your way over the next few years will either benefit your family or harm it. Let's say your spouse is up for a big promotion, but it will require your family to relocate to another state. How will that impact your career? How will it impact your children? Those are big decisions. As you work through them, keep a few things in mind. First, compliment each other. When I say compliment, I do mean say nice things to each other, but I primarily mean work together as a team. Channel your competitiveness into your career, not your family. You and your spouse both bring something to the table that can help you decide how to best move forward. Second, be flexible. Your responsibilities at home and at work will shift over time as the needs of your family change. Be willing to adapt. Third, and most important of all, let the health of your marriage guide every decision you make. Career goals and a bigger earning potential are both important considerations, but more zeros on your paycheck won't improve a bad marriage. If you're a young couple, a healthy balance between your career and your family begins with the decisions you make today. Achieve all you can at work, but keep the health of your family your top priority. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
98Q Country.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar. More than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's. She's somebody's daughter.
She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah, she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter.
Drew Baldridge, She's Somebody's Daughter. Ooh, whoops. Hey, I did that thing that happens now and again. How dare you? Stop it. Wait.
98Q Country.
I don't know how Joel does this all day. Wow, Joel, you impress me the more I do this. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties have been dealt with. I'll have to see if we can get Kane Brown and Homesick back for you there, if that's a song you like. I'll see if I can get that back where it belongs and get that played here before top of the hour news at 7 o'clock. I was just looking around and found some slightly lighter-hearted news. Why not, right? Florida man under arrest for allowing pets to swim in his pool. Of course, it's Florida, so his pets are alligators. Wildlife officials received a tip about a homeowner keeping gators at his home. They paid him a visit. He denied having any large reptiles on his property. But when checked, those wildlife officials found two gators and one deceased gator, as well as multiple freshwater turtles in his pool. Unclear where he got them from. He lives in Florida. He just went into his backyard, wrestled it into his pool. What do you mean unclear where he got them? He's been charged with possession of an alligator and unlawful take of wildlife. Possession of an alligator. Not something you probably run into very often in the Northwoods. Then another one here. A lifeboat rescue crew in England went on a mission to rescue a person. The Royal National Lifeboat Institution got a call about someone stranded in the North Sea. Arrived at the location, discovered the person was actually a training dummy lost by another rescue crew 2 weeks ago. The other crew was reportedly happy to have Fred back. You got your Fred back. A little bit of dummies, a little bit of alligators. Maybe not something from our backyard, but like I said, I like to keep it lighthearted. There's so much. I'll tell you what, if you want to be frustrated, if you want to be angry, spend 15 seconds Googling whatever topic you choose. You can find it. There's somebody who wants you to be mad about it. I guarantee it. If you want to be happy, hang out here with us. Listen to some country music, 98Q Country. We won't ignore what's going on, but man, I'm not out to frustrate you. I barely even finished my coffee today. By the way, last I spoke with you, I was thinking, why didn't I bring my coffee in? I left it in my car. That's not the right way to start the day. And then I remembered that I had chugged it and just left my to-go cup in the car because it's that kind of day. Brad Paisley's coming up next year on 98Q Country with Water. I'll see if I can get Kane Brown back. Top of the hour news at 7.
Inflatable pool full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. And so began my love affair with water. On the riverbank with all my friends, a big old rope tied to a limb. Big old wuss, if you don't jump in the water. Yeah, when that summer sun starts to beat down, you don't know what to do. Grab your swimming trunks, ice up that old igloo, and drive until on a beach on spring break. 18 girls up on stage, white t-shirts about to be sprayed with water. We'll be right back.
gone. Play truth or dare, and it won't take long for you and her. I got nothing on but water. All you really need this time of year is a pair of shades, an ice cold beer, and a place to sit somewhere near water.
To party.
And there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98 Q Country.
Dancing in the kitchen, you singing my favorite song. Swinging on the front porch, just laughing at the dogs. How you swear you love me more when you're whispering goodnight. All those little moments are every reason why I'm homesick. This feeling that I'm feeling, though it don't quit. It's like half of me is missing. Heaven knows it, that all I wanna do is be alone. Your brown eyes are tangled up, just hold on to you tonight until morning. Baby, that's the damn truth. If home is where the heart is, I'm homesick for you. Well, it says Kane Brown on a sign with a line out the door. Sold out some little town I've never been before. Yeah, they're screaming my name. This is what we dreamed about. But out here singing about you, baby, all I'm thinking about is how I'm homesick. This feeling that I'm feeling, no, it don't quit. It's like half of me is missing. Heaven knows it, that all I wanna do is be alone with your brown. Tangled up, just hold on to you tonight until the morning. Baby, that's the damn truth. If home is where the heart is, I'm homesick. Like half of me is missing. Heaven knows it, that all I want.